Blog Talk Radio.
In the light of the dark, wait, let me spark the plug before I empty my heart. Okay, now I'm feeling better, hope y'all ready to listen. But y'all never do until I start shitting and pissing. No, I'm not, my eyes are finally open. And I'm hoping that my words are not seen as provoking. It's a testament, my limits met, it's time to release. Try to keep it beautiful, so now prepare for the beast. I'm staying out the streets, everybody's doing too much. And the taxi cab is closed, better get on the bus. Want my car rented from me, no, I found a deterrent. If I was like this from the start, my car would not have a warrant. Plus, 3 miles burn, holes scratching the dent. But I was dumb, getting high, you been allowing the shit. So I let it slip. Watch the slide, let it go, watch it ride. Grass never ever got greener on the other side. Now I'm gonna do what I wanna do every day. Problems with it, fuck you, kiss my ass and have a nice day. You really my niggas? Let me operate and stack chips. When I'm not around, all you niggas wanna talk shit. Crazier, now I'm getting shadier. They fell in love with open, now the daggers see I'm scarier. Out of every barrier, they begging me to knock it down. Begging close, but never close enough to hold a nigga down. Everyone I got is a position and purpose. They all know about each other, so they act all nervous like it's a competition. Stay the feud and the fight. Had enough of that already, it's no longer exciting. Why you think I'm always writing? It's my only escape. Why you think I'm always late? Y'all are puffing your brakes. Love the thumbs talking shit, but still expect to get the dick. You must think I'm an idiotic sucker as a degenerate. Bitch, I'm the president, you couldn't resist. That's why I got my first lady, plus a sense of whiskey. Used to let it go, daggers gonna check ya.
Can we all get along?
I be like you have no. Enough of me to go around, but no one wants to share me though. And if the truth hurts, why you begging me to tell her, yo, let it go. Over stress will damage your health. You can't better someone else unless you better yourself.
Showcases the top indie artists from around the world each and every week from 9 to 11 p.m.
Pacific Standard Time.
That's right, y'all. West Coast Wednesday. Nice. The Dagger. L.A., West Coast all day. Thanks for being here yet another night, y'all. I got to apologize off top. It's going to be a rough night because I am on location as usual. You know, I got out the garage today. Right now, I'm actually broadcasting live from the parking lot at Fox Hills Mall, and that's out here in the West Coast L.A. area. So it's kind of interesting right now. You know, people, the mall is clearing up. It's closing up. People leaving in their last-minute shopping on right now, looking at me like I'm crazy, just sitting in the car talking to myself armed with a laptop in my lap. But, hey, things that I go through for y'all, you know what I mean? Like, to make sure that we get these independent artists' music played, make sure we network, make sure we talk, and we make sure that we handle all these adult matters, as, you know, only the Dagger can do. But let me start it off, as I always do. Shout-out to the boss lady, Topaz Lachey, because without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, y'all. No West Coast Wednesdays, no Slap Sundays, no awards show. And today is the last day, night, to post your votes for your top independent artists. So, everybody listening to me right now, and you haven't put in votes, or you have put in votes and you want to put in some more, y'all need to check out the website, www.iaamawards.com, all right? Vote for your favorite top artist, because they're going to make sure, that's the only way that they're going to make sure that, you know, they win their awards. If not, then your artist ain't going to win, point blank and simple, all right? I want to give a shout-out to, you know, all my listeners. If this is your first time listening, thank you for being here. You know, I'm glad that you showed up. I'm glad you're here. I hope you can tell your friends about me. I hope you enjoy your stay. And I hope you come back again. You know, I'm here every Wednesday, 9 to 11, and every Sunday, 7 to 9. All my independent artists, shouts out to y'all, because without y'all, there's no music, and there is no show as well. I got a lot of new music I'm going to play today. So any independent artists, old, new, if you listen to me and your friends and musician person trying to get noticed or whatever, make sure they send me their music as well. Dagger. Bangoutradio@gmail.com. If you want to set up interviews, just if you want to get at me, all right? That's where you get at me at. And also, I want to shout out to all the ladies and everybody, too. You know, all the models out there, or wannabe models, or, you know, not even wannabe modeling, just cute, sexy, attractive, and doing something with yourself. Make sure y'all get at me, too, for Dagger's Beauty of the Week, all right? So I see the phone lines blowing up already. Y'all got to hold on with me. Let me get my intros out the way. I got to get into the new music, and then we'll come back and get into the subject matter, all right? So just bear with me just a little bit longer. And we're going to start it off just like this, because I got some new shit, and I'm going to let it roll like this. Jayla, First Love, all right, here on West Coast Wednesday, something nice. Let's go.
Have you ever had your first love that made you feel above everything else in the world? Yeah, it made you feel so loved, welcome in and warm, always kept your head up high. Think I found the one, let me tell you how I feel inside.
I get butterflies when you go by, funny how it brightens my day. And every single time we kick it, I smile, you make everything okay. Feeling that it's feeling right.
Listen to my favorite song. Hope they play it all day.
so sexy. Hey, baby, want you more? The way you cook for me, that's the key to my heart. The way you hold me, it really feels good. The way you touch me, I know it's true love. That's why I got to say, you're my baby.
You're my main girl.
What's cracking, y'all? Trying to bear with me, y'all, because I am in motion, and you know these internet access lines are always crazy when you're moving through traffic, because I am in motion now through the cities of L.A. Now, I did try to play a song. I hope it won't start playing in the background while I'm talking, and if it does, I'll try to stop it, but that's how we start off this West Coast Wednesday, y'all. So, again, glad to have y'all here, y'all chilling with me, and of course, the subject matter tonight, as I said, we are going to be talking about... We'll see what's up with the ladies and then this little girl-on-girl action. There's been a lot of, like, lesbianness going on lately. Now, I don't got a problem with it, you know what I mean? But there's different aspects of it that I got an issue with. But we're going to get into it. I'm going to ask questions, and we're going to see what we can do. But we're going to get to the phone lines real quick. So let's see if this will work. Hold on. Got to be moving. Come on. It's crazy. See, this is why you should always be stationary or something like that, because being in motion doesn't really work either, I'm assuming. Oh, man, the streets of L.A. is crazy. Well, let me describe, I guess, what's going on right now until I actually find a little internet connection I can actually sit with. Because I guess while you're in motion, then it's hard to keep up with panels and everything. So, let's see, cruising. Dark out here. It looks like it's about to storm again out here in Cali. I wish the fucking weather would make up its mind. Because it's like you can't prepare for the weather. How do you expect you to prepare for the weather if it's always changing? That's how LA is. Y'all never know what you're going to get out here. So, again, it's cloudy, overcast right now. It's supposed to be raining a little bit later. Looks like it's going to rain. Hope it don't rain. But fuck it. If it does, that's how it goes. What else? But, again, let me guess, I guess, just start to show myself instead of trying to kill time. Because, like I said, I'm going to get to my callers. I see y'all there. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Y'all got to bear with me. I'm trying to get to the stationary area. where my internet will kick back in because I'm online, but I'm not online. So, but anyway, first of all, let me start this by saying that I have no problem with girls that like girls. I really don't, because I find that, because if I was a girl, I would like girls my damn self as well. So there's nothing wrong with that. Let's not get that twisted. But a couple of the issues that I have about the whole thing is that it's just that girls, I don't want to say I got a problem with the butch girls, because I don't got a problem with the butch girls. I got a problem with the butch girls that think that they just really, really are dudes, or that they really are niggas. And it's like, bitch, you're not. You know what I mean? They think they can beat up a nigga. They can think they can go toes with just. Some of them can. Let me take that back. There's some really big bitches out there in the world that can put hands on a lot of people. But I'm just talking about overall. You know, those are the only ones I got real issues with. Now, I've known butch girls, and I had a couple of butch girlfriends, and they cool as fuck. I mean, if you cool, you cool. Like, I don't got no problem with them. Like, if we on the same page, you know, I done kicked it with some of them girls. We done went out looking for girls, you know, trying to holler at girls or whatever together, and it's cool. But, I mean, I'm talking about the ones, y'all know the ones I'm talking about. Y'all might have came across them in your old life somewhere. You know the ones that be on that nigga, fuck you, you know, really all sort of like think they got a dick. And it's like you don't. You're never going to have one. So let's get that through your head. Let's get that understanding correct. You know, I'm back. I think I'm back. Am I back? I apologize, y'all. I think I'm back. If I'm back, hopefully somebody texts me if you're listening out there and let me know that you can hear me talking right now. Oh, shit. Hold up. I think we're back. All the way? Yes. Got my internet back. Again, y'all, I apologize. If you've been here, you've been with me. Like I said, I am in motion, and we know how, like, fucking calls drop in and out all over fucking L.A., but I got my internet back now. We're going to go to the phone line, straight out to 323-8524. You got Dagger. What it do? Hello? Hello, okay. Now, also keep in mind, y'all, when y'all call in, I'm going to say your first three letters. Not letters. Look at me. I need to drink. I need to smoke.
At least 4 or 5
times. Straight out the three. I'm going to say your first. I'm going to say the area code, and then I'm going to shout the last four numbers of your cell phone. So just listen, and then when you hear that, just let me know. I'll let you know that I'm trying to talk to you. And then just say hello, all right? So straight out the 323. We got 8524. You got Dagger. What it do?
Hello?
Hello?
Gigi.
What's up, bro? What's going on with you? Who's this?
This gutter girl, Key Sweet. I'm all out gutter girls.
Uh-oh. I've been trying to, man. I've been talking to y'all for a long time. What's up with y'all? Everything all good?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, we straight.
Okay, that's good. Y'all need to give me some music for rotation. I saw that that big ass Gutter Girls remix y'all did. I saw the video. You know, that's just knocking. I need the MP3 of that so I can throw it in rotation. Y'all know that, right? Y'all, I need that.
That Gutter City.
Yes, I need that in rotation so I can put that on Slap Sundays, because that shit do be knocking. So definitely make sure y'all holler at me with that. But like I said, I'm sorry for the delay. Thanks for bearing with me, because like I said, it's in rotation. I'm trying to drive and run a show and run the computers. There's a lot going on right now. So what's your take on this subject matter? If you don't mind me asking, you know, if you don't want to put your business out there, you know, that's all. I want to allow you to do that. But I mean, do you like girls? Do you not like girls? Or you don't care? Or what's your take on that off top?
I mean, I feel like every girl has their opinion on what they feel they want to do. Like, if they feel they want to like a girl, they like a girl. I mean, I don't have nothing against that. There's nothing wrong with that. So.
Okay. But I mean, would you say, let me ask you, I mean, am I wrong? Did you hear what I was saying about the, as far as like the dyke girls, what about them? I mean, do they go a little overboard for you, or is that me?
I mean, that shit is funny. Yeah, they do.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm not crazy. Okay, thank you. As long as I'm not crazy. This shit be fucking killing me sometimes. Like, are you serious? Like, but okay, y'all. Like I said, it was a little hiccup in the show already, so I'm going to get into a little bit of more music real quick. I'm going to try to regather myself. We're going to get back into the subject matter. I got some questions I'm going to ask the ladies. You know what they feel about certain things. We need to express opinions. Remember, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559, you can either chill and just listen, or make sure you press 1 to holler at me, and I'll bring you into the conversation, all right? But we're going to get into a little bit, because, you know, on West Coast Wednesdays, we slow it down. We don't, the slappers we save for Sunday, so we just trying to get the ladies a little something to sit back, relax to, chill with. So that's what we're doing here tonight, all right? So I'm going to get right back with my gutter girl right here chilling with me, but we're going to let Young Chef talk about Shorty popping, all right? If she do be popping, let's go.
609
Hello. Hello.
She bad, turn me on like a motherfucker. And her swag is on like a motherfucker. Louis bag on the thigh. I see the frame game, Cartier on her eye. Cause every dude right behind, and she don't need a drink, she already trying to slide. Homie on the side, giving you the evil lie. I can see it on his mind, like, who the hell am I? Pardon me.
Goddamn, he pulling up in the Beamer. They got fevers, nobody is cleaner. Zip the club, wish I was senior. She sick, hip, lips, shit, Shazina. She digging away.
Thank you.
I'm not afraid to gay, really was homicides in the streets. Now I'm blind, lost in the place of I don't know why. Can't find my direction, I'm my young memories and dreams. Here and left, I miss you, sorry, ended so bad. Always thought it would've worked out, your mother and me. I scream and shout, but negativity won't get me anywhere. I will always be there for you because I care. Your love so unconditional, your innocence so pure and rare.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, the Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day. Chilling out here on this West Coast Wednesday, and I got two of, like, what? I mean, I'm thinking last time I counted, what is it? I think there was, like, 14. I think I got, like, two of the 14 gutter girls chilling with me right now, I think. I don't know the exact number of how many, but there's a lot of them, y'all. And if you ain't seen, if you ain't seen the gutter girls pages and seen what they got going on, y'all is... I don't know what the fuck y'all been doing, because Gutter Girls got it popping right now. So, Miss, now am I saying this right? Is it Noonie? Is that how you say it, Noonie?
Yeah, it's Noonie.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Who's the other Gutter Girl I got with me tonight? I'm sorry, y'all got to excuse me. Like I said, I'm all out of my element right now, so I'm trying to stay focused.
You got Noonie and Key Sweet right now.
Okay, Key Sweet. There we go. But, Miss Noonie, I'm going to talk to you, because you are my beauty of the week this week. Like I said, I wish you would have told that you were going to call in instead of, like, just now, but it's okay. I'll put out your profile and everything, so we don't talk for a minute, because Miss Noonie of the Gutter Girls is going to be Dagger's Beauty of the Week this week. Like I said, when I post up the pictures, y'all will see exactly why, and eventually, like I said, hopefully we start off here, and I'm going to talk to all the Gutter Girls. I mean, like I said, because I fucks with y'all. Y'all got to pop it, and y'all West Coast, so you know I fucks with the West Coast, and that's how it
exactly
goes.
Exactly. No, we support who support us, and it's all a movement. And we got other Gutter Girls. They know about the radio show, so I don't know if they called in right now or not, but we posted it, so you should have some more Gutter Girls calling in, too.
Uh-oh, let the Gutter Girls represent. Shit is nothing, but we don't spotlight Miss Noonie right now, because, like I said, Noonie is my beauty of the week this week. And, excuse me. God, I need to smoke. Sorry. All right, let's get down to business. Let's get down to business, Miss Noonie. Uh-oh. Now... Born, I'm just reviewing a little bit. It says born Nandy Tate, you know, born and raised in Carson, California. So, born West Coast affiliate right here. Born and raised out here. All right, what else we got? Let's see. Many, many talents. So go ahead, Miss Noonie, and let people know what you are capable of doing. Because, like I said, you're more, and what I also respect is I love ladies that can do more than just look good. You know what I mean? We already know you sexy. We know you're attractive. That's bottom line. But you're not just that. You know what I mean? There's a lot of girls that are just that. So let people know what more you got to offer besides just, you know, a sexiness that you do have.
Well, I offer also, brains comes with beauty. You know, without brains, you can't have beauty. So, I mean, we're all highly into school. I could adapt to anything, you know. I could be the model, I could be the rapper, I could be the, you know,
No, go ahead.
I could be the book smarts person. I could, you know, I'm like well adaptive. Wherever I am, I could I'm flexible. I could turn into anything. Just tell me when, where, how, and I got it that first time.
That's what it is.
And as far as with Gutter Girls, with me being in Gutter Girls, it's just, you know, we just, it's so, like, all of us have a story to tell. So, like, we give other girls an inspiration.
Yeah, as you should. And it's funny because, you know, honestly, I've seen it myself. There's a lot of people that be trying to hate on y'all just for the fact that, you know, they call y'all the, you know, y'all the Gutter Girls. Now, just because y'all the Gutter Girls, that don't mean there's nothing gutter about y'all except y'all probably, unless the motherfucker cross y'all the right way, then y'all can get the wrong way, then y'all can probably get gutter as y'all want to. But besides that, there's nothing really gutter about y'all. It's not from what I can see. But, I mean, so how did you join up with the Gutter Girls? Let's hear about that.
Well, I joined up because the CEO, Barbie, we're actually good friends. So this was her group, and, you know, her movement was real strong, positive. She was putting out a good word for all the females out there. And, you know, the way she put it together and how it just skyrocketed, it was, you know, it's addictive. You want to be a part of it. You want to be a part of that movement, that whole energy and stuff. And, I mean, as far as Gutter Girls, everybody got a Gutter Girl part in them. You know, like me, okay, born and raised in Carson, so everybody know that's kind of like a, you know, uppity side of the town or whatever. It's a nice neighborhood. But at the same time, you know, I like bad boys. That's my gutter side. You know, I just, you know, it's like everybody got a part of them. Like you said, you push your own buttons, they can get gutted, you know?
Oh, that's how it is. Okay. And then also, let's see. Now, what you feel like reading? What kind of stuff are you into reading? You don't be reading those cheesy sex novels, right? Those cheesy girly sex novels. You don't read those, do you?
I kind of read a little bit of everything right now. I actually got into the Twilight books. Them kind of just had me into it. I seen the movies, and reading the books was way is like three times better than the movie. So right now I'm kind of into a little whole vampire fairy tale thing, but I'm from urban books to, you know, cool. I like Terry McMillan. He's real good. I like Sister Soldier. She's, oh man, her books are real good. I like her a lot too.
And I'm actually sad that I know these people that you're talking about, because like I said, I did a lot of girls. So you got some good authors there, though. I mean, I haven't read any personally because, you know, those still lead towards other things. But, I mean, those are really good authors, and, I mean, I know of them and all that. And then also, now, it seems like you're kind of a hopeless romantic a little bit in a sense, too, because on your bio, at least what I'm reading right here, it says you enjoy peaceful walks on the beach as well as enjoy peaceful times on the beach. Now, it's rare you find a girl that still believes that, you know, that's something positive. I'm not trying to be a downplayer or anything, don't get me wrong, but it's like, is that what it is? I mean, because most girls don't, that's not for most girls nowadays. Most girls be on some other stuff.
Well, see, everybody is different. So it all depends on, you know, what's your whole motto and what's your whole swag. You know, I mean, for me, I think the beach is a way for you just to get away from everything. All you hear is the waves. You see the beautiful sun, whether it's, you know, the moonlight, whatever it is. And it's quiet and peaceful. You know, it's a way to kind of get a peace of mind, think, as for myself. I don't know about everybody else, but, you know, if you're just that soft-toned, humble person in the beach, you'll feel as peaceful as well, too.
Well, yeah.
You know, I go out. Like, it'd be boring.
Yeah, I go out to the beach. I get my smoke out at the beach all the time when I can make it down there because, you know, gas is fucking 50 now, so they can't just get down to the beach when they want to and shit. But, yeah, I definitely see. It's just hard to run. I just was reading that, and I was just like, oh, you know, because I've been in a situation where I was like, you know what, I told a girl, like, yo, why don't we go down to the beach? She was like, the beach. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I'm thinking I was wrong.
I mean, in the summertime, the beach is more fun because, you know, everybody's out. At the same time, I do like the beach, but I hate sand, so it's crazy. But, you know, I love going to the beach, and I hate sand. Then I love the water, but I can't swim, so it's kind of like crazy.
Man, you need to learn how to swim. Swimming is important for black people. I'm going to tell that to everybody. Black people need to learn how to swim. And I'll tell you, if some water world shit go down or whatever, there's going to be a lot of black people that's going to be dead because niggas don't know how to swim. I'm just saying, just a little public service announcement from the back. And you have a beautiful daughter as well. So single mother, family thing going on. What's that like? How's that situation?
Uh,
Have a 6-month-old daughter. Her name is Alania Moore. And her father, which is my husband, we got married. He's away right now. Thank you. He's away locked up right now. So, you know, that's my gutter part right there. You know, I mean, I got a dude in prison right now. See, that's my gutter side coming out. So, yeah, he's, you know, just a short temporary absence. So as of right now, I'm kind of a single parent. But, you know, it's nothing you can't do if you don't put your mind to it, you know. And it's not for long, and it's not, you know, by choice. It's, you know, by force. So it's all that, is, you know, to come through.
Oh, okay, like I said, but you have a positive attitude about it, and that's all that matters. And it doesn't stop you from doing what you need to do and being positive about it. So that's great. So, man, Ms. Moody, it was great talking. Like I said, this is I'm in your official interview. Like I said, I want the Gutter Girls to hang out with me because we're going to get back into this, you know, get into this girl-on-girl action and everything that I was going to talk about tonight. So I really want y'all to still hang out and chill and everything. But like I said, I'm going to post up here as soon as I get back to an actual land computer. You know, spread it around, put your bio on it and everything, because I've definitely got to thank you for being Dagger's Beauty of the Week this week, because you'll be surprised. I talk to her. I try to, like, get at a lot of girls. Not really get at, but get at them for this. You know what I mean? I tell them to come out, talk to me, holler at me, let people know what you got going on. And people always think, like I'm some old, you know, disease, or like I'm some crazy nigga. You know what I mean? But I understand, because there's a lot of niggas out there that be doing that type of shit, which makes it fucked up for me. So I just got
to
thank you for
there's a lot of pervers out there, so I can't blame them. But, I mean, as far as the gutter girls, it's a lot of us. So, I mean, as soon as all the girls, I let them know, they'll be sending their bios and pictures soon. So, you know,
hello.
You have more people coming in from gutter girls coming to talk to you more, too.
Hello.
Is that your – yes, ma'am, we can hear you talking.
All right. I'm just trying to make sure y'all can hear me.
Nah, you in the game. It's all good, Ma. That's what I'm saying. But I'm just making sure. But thank you, because, like I said, I got to thank all, like, my beauties, because, like you said, there are a lot of perverts out there. There are a lot of shit that I got to deal with that I shouldn't have to deal with because other motherfuckers.
And scam artists, too. You have a lot of scam artists. People send me this, send me that, and, you know, want to take your stuff and use it for their show. So, I mean, we see you legit, and you know, we support your movement, and the Gutter Girls will be supporting, and you'll have more tuning in, sending bios and things. So just be looking out for that.
Thank you. So we're going to get back into the music, y'all, and then we're going to get back into the conversation, because that was...
Yeah, so far we enjoyed the show, so...
I'm glad. And now, like I said, to everybody else out there listening, the Gutter Girl, one of the Gutter Girls out there, Dagger's newest beauty of the week, Ms. Nooney, the Gutter Girl, so make sure y'all check out their Facebook. Actually, Ms. Nooney, let them know where they can find y'all at, you know, your websites, your links, if they want to get at you, because I'm going to put it out there myself, but, I mean, you can talk about yourself better than I can, so go ahead and let them know real quick before we get back into this music.
Okay, well, we have a Gutter Girl page. You can look under it. It's under All Out Gutter Girls. We also have a Twitter, All Out Gutter Girls. So follow us. We'll follow back. And every other Gutter Girl have a separate Facebooks and pages as well, too. And as for me, you can find me on Facebook, Nooney Williams.
There it is, y'all. So I hope y'all was paying attention. I hope y'all hear it. And if not, go ahead and listen to the show and take that, rewind it back, and find out where they at. And Lion, I know I see you over there in the queue, man. Hold on real quick. We're gonna go to these tracks real quick, and then we'll get right back into the conversation. So chill with me. And then, but we're gonna do it like this, Lion. Since you're chilling right there, I like this one right here. Let's go, y'all. Take away the rain.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Hold on, ladies. Hold on.
Barbie was on the other line. She hung up. Hello?
Oh, she was? What'd she say?
Yeah, what'd she say? No, I'm just in y'all conversation till the music start. Once the music start, then I'm gonna pull it out. But like I said, I'm in y'all gotta bear with me. Y'all gotta bear with me because, like I said, when you do a show in motion, this is why I sit still in certain places to try to do my show, because right now I'm in motion. Y'all know how the internet be in certain places, and in other places it don't be there. So I'm trying to work it out here. And
okay.
This may pause.
I don't know. The show is still in motion. Well, we have Gutter Girl Key Sweet. She has a Twitter. So go ahead. Give me a Twitter, Key.
Yes, ma'am. Key Sweet. Go ahead.
It's Key Sweet Beauty. Follow me.
Key Sweet. Well, one more time. Give it to him one more time.
At Key Sweet Beauty.
Okay, Facebook, everything. I know you got more. Give them all the information. Like I said, we'll do your official. We
you can find me on Facebook, Gutta Girl Key Sweet, Gutta Girl Sweet. You feel me? You can find us on YouTube, All Out Gutta Girl. Type in AOGG. Look us up. GG.
Hold on. All right, music started playing, y'all. All right, in a second, let's go.
Going crazy. touching your body, girl. Touching your body, touching your body, girl. I'ma touch your body, I'ma touch your body. Wait, he won't touch it, girl, he won't touch it. I'ma touch your body, I'ma touch your body. Light, I'ma touch it, girl, I'ma touch it. Girl, you know it's on, babe, girl, it's on. We can take this back to my place,
we can take this to my place.
Girl, I'm tryna open up the lane. I know, girl, that you like it, know, girl, that you like it. I'ma touch your body, body. He won't touch it, girl, like he won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your body, body. Girl, like he won't touch it, girl, like he won't touch it, babe.
I'ma touch your body, I'ma touch your body. Boy, I'ma touch it, touch it. Boy, I'ma touch it, touch it. When I touch your body, when I touch your body, there'll be no interruption, rushing, no interruption.
Soon as I get you to your place, I'ma take you down just like a plane, yeah. I know you want all of me. Boy, I know you like it, baby.
Don't try to fight it, oh.
I'ma touch your body, body. Girl, like you won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your body, body. Girl, like you won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe.
Touching on, and I'm
you
touching
day.
On you,
babe.
Touching on
you,
you're
day.
Touching on me,
babe. Let's play the touching
girl,
game.
Girl, while we playing this touching
what
game,
what I do, you do, what I do, girl, come in, do the same.
Before I start calling out names, 661-5580. You got a dagger? Hold on. Do you got Dagger? Not yet. Hold on. Wait. Oh, y'all gotta bear with me. I'm in motion again. So you know when I'm in motion, you know it's not as good. I was just stationary, but I'm moving again now. So we on the move here on West Coast Wednesday. So hold on. That's what it is. But you see the shit I be doing though, Lion? You see what I be doing, mate? I could have easily been like, you know what? I'm not gonna do the show tonight. You know, I got other stuff I gotta do that I can't get away from or anything like that. You know, I could have easily did that. But no, I was like, nah, fuck that. We gonna let it ride and just see what happens. And we here, you know what I mean? Like, oh shit. Hold on. Fine, you good?
Yeah, I'm Gucci.
Oh, okay, I'm just making sure I wasn't talking to myself, man, because I've been doing that a lot lately.
I'm hearing you.
Okay, making sure. Okay, we got the 661 in the building. That long, you got Dagger, what it do?
Man, y'all got me. You got me, B.
What it do, B? What it do, B? What's cracking with Smalley?
Come on.
You good? What's up with
you? I'm on air.
We're here.
Man. Y'all know I have to come in and give y'all a dose of my touch your body. Today is the last day to vote. So if anybody that's on right now, listening in, online, on your phones, I don't care where you at. You could be on the toilet, you know. You could be doggy style, deep up in it right now.
Wow.
I need you to stop and go vote for me.
You see where Marley B's mind is tonight. It is West Coast Wednesday I'm talking about.
Okay.
Where nobody, even if you hit some pussy doggy style right now, stop. Go to the website www.iaamawards.com and vote for our track. That's what he feels tonight.
We need you to vote for me, okay? Yeah, definitely do that. You know where my mind always at. I married Mr. Sex Education, so.
Hey, man, hey. I don't need to hear all that. I'm on player mode tonight. You want that lovey dovey stuff? I'm not trying to hear.
Oh my goodness, baby,
man! I'm sorry. I'm in the mood. It's been a rough week. I apologize. Don't mind me. But
that's what I am going to
Shout out to 323-05. Hold on, I gotta bring in the caller. 562. I think. Go ahead, nip on the drink.
Blow, blow.
Nip on the grizzly hood bound. My nigga, what it do?
Gucci.
The Dagger, you got me what it is, bro.
I got you, man. We here chilling, maxing, relaxing. I'm drinking in the passenger seat of a truck right now, traveling through the streets of Los Angeles, trying to do a show. People looking at me crazy, like, why the fuck this nigga got a laptop and is talking to himself in this car? Because I'm running the damn show. That's why I'm doing this. Talking to the old lady next to me. Hi, old lady. How you doing? I'm talking to the old lady. She's looking at me like I'm about to shoot her. Anyway, back to business. I'm sorry, y'all.
Stop talking to him with your hoodie on. You better stop talking to
him
with your hoodie on, my
nigga. Hey, nah, I don't got my hoodie on right now. It's hot in this motherfucking car right now, so I had to take my shit off. Plus, I'm drinking. But anyway, let's get back to subject matter real quick before we get Dagger's double play.
Oh,
now,
God.
We just gonna go down the line real quick.
I have to delete that post off my page when I see.
Why did you have to delete it?
Ain't
nothing wrong with girls like girls. What's the problem?
Oh, wow.
But hold on, but we're not going to start with B. We're going to start with Lion. What you feel about this subject matter, man? What's your take on the whole, you know, lesbian, bi, femmes? You know, are you on some, like, you know, do what you do, whatever makes you happy? Or where you at with that?
What's your take
on
that?
Do what you do and make sure you happy.
Nope. Y'all gotta excuse me. I'm not drunk. Just everything is so funny right now. No, I swear to God. I swear. I promise y'all I'm not drunk. I'm right now. I swear to God. Right now, man. Right now. I swear I'm in a 5-star hotel drinking lemon water. Lemon water right now. Like, where is the liquor? No, I'm just playing. So, what about the lesbians, honestly, and the
gay pride women? Not to cut y'all off. Y'all want to know something funny right now? The funniest shit that's happened right now. This has to be the realest show ever. I asked Lion a question, right? I accidentally hung up the phone. I had to call back in, and by the time I called back in, y'all was having your own conversation. Everything was still good. So now I got to go back.
and listen to my own show to hear what y'all was just talking about. Ain't that some shit?
Yeah.
It's cool to listen, huh, Dagger?
It's fucking it's cool Wednesday, man. It's really fucking Wednesday, ain't it? It's Wednesday, huh?
Hey, bro. Yo,
y'all
those know, girls said something about their Twitter. How do they spell their Twitter?
It's not called Wednesday, no more.
Wait, what happened?
You
had, I missed that, man.
Oh, no,
you
I said it's not
girls.
Called Wednesday no more. It's called Weirdsday.
I lost the Gutter Girls. The Gutter Girls was here. I lost the Gutter Girls. They signed out. I don't know what happened, but the Gutter Girls stayed busy.
I was trying to tweet them, and because I just got on my Twitter shit, and I got so many followers right now, but I can't find them. Oh, well.
Okay, well, you can find me. Hey, you can find me.
Hey, tell me right now.
Find me on Twitter at Marley Applebaum.
How do you spell it?
Oh, my goodness.
Spell it out.
Let's go back here. Okay, Marley, like Bob Marley, M-A-R-L-E-Y.
Okay,
Apple,
I just
like,
want to make sure I got it.
Okay. Apple, like the forbidden fruit, and Bomb, like I am.
She said Apple, like forbidden fruit.
Forbidden
no
fruit.
No underscores or nothing? Oh, I found you. I got you right now.
Yeah, I'm the forbidden fruit because I'm married.
You see somebody be broke down every aspect of her Twitter name, every aspect she has come to go with it. Did y'all know that?
No, Marley Applebaum. I got it going on. Yeah, y'all know I'm stupid.
Here we go, y'all. We about to get into Dagger's double play because we already behind schedule. So it's just been that type of night. But fuck it, we in here. It's West Coast Wednesdays. We chilling. We relaxing. Had the Gutter Girls check in with me early. I got Marley here with me. You know what I mean? My nigga Nympho the Grizzville and Marley B. We chilling, relaxing. We are going to get back in the subject matter when
second.
I get back. What?
I'm going to hang up. 1 second. Make sure y'all vote for Levi Kev, too, when y'all go to the IAM Awards.
Yeah, rep it for her husband real quick. Go ahead, rep for her. Go ahead. Handle your business.
Make sure y'all vote for my baby.
Look at her, handling her wifely duties. But as I said, we get back in the Dagger's double play, Marley B.
Manager,
anytime you want to check in with
my managerial duties as a wife.
Thank God.
I'll be right here. This is brand new right here. Dagger featuring the machete. Dagger and machete, y'all. Me, my girl, and her girl. This is just specifically for this kind of subject matter. So just make sure y'all know what's up and y'all tuned in. And yeah, that's what it do. So we got Dagger's double play right now.
With it, boys, bitch. Yes, sir. Mac Machete the Madman. The Dagger, bitches.
Y'all know.
Yeah.
Y'all know.
And me, my girl, her girl, and her girl.
Yeah.
Can you dig that? The Dagger, you know what I'm talking about, man.
Exactly,
but we gonna keep it
about.
Real, real player.
Yeah. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you buy it, you can come too.
Hey girl, how you doing?
I wonder if you got a minute.
Maybe I can take you out.
Maybe we could just kick
it. I hope that you open mind.
Maybe I can change your world.
That's only if you trying to go.
With we and my girl.
I see you look a little strange.
Don't dismiss it.
You only live once.
Maybe we can get explicit.
If you with it like I'm with it.
Maybe we could have a ball.
Penetration is devastating.
It's rated, I fade them all.
It's all on you, baby.
What you wanna do,
baby?
With your homegirls.
Well, they can come too,
baby.
We can get it pop.
Have your body percolate.
Off a fish and some weed.
We hype you with no hesitation.
I see you contemplate,
think about it for a while.
Baby, I'm a witty boy.
You can tell by my style.
She smile, I know I got it.
Pop my collar,
I'm
fresh.
When we done with the bra, my girl tell her
who's next. Me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you buy it, you can come too.
It's time to get it cracking, ladies. So wear it out, you know what I'm all about. We fucking, we ain't going now. What we need is right here. 80 proof and better, drink a pound of the stack of dank and thizzle.
What the fuck you say?
Now a nigga fucking like a tenny. Got these bitches screaming like I'm taking their virginity. The ones that act tough like they can handle the fucking. Until I gut her like a turkey with the soft top stuffing. Thought that I was bluffing. I talked shit and backed it up. She took a break and called a girl and told her,
I need back,
pack that ass up.
Daggers acting juvenile, one laying on the other. Doggy style, dog pile. Play them triple X games, I'm a gold medalist. I beat that pussy dead. Dagger is the deadliest specialist. I can't lie, I love this shit. So y'all can lick each other's pussies and both suck on my dick. It's just
me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do a thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you're about it, you can come too.
One-on-one is really fun, but daggers out for having more. Start with 16 bitches, watch a battle for the final four. Losers gotta ride the bench, winners get up in the ring. Now you gotta battle the
Logic King.
This is what the dagger do, don't be ashamed or be afraid. You wanna put the edge, if you got both and get the trade. My bitches fuck bitches, they ain't caring what I hate to say. If you don't like the song, you ain't with it anyway.
My girl, her girl, your girl. I lick, she lick, you suck. Attack from all angles, demolish, diminish. I'm busting like an M1 till the chamber finish. Prescription a pleasure, you bout it, whatever. Me and my girl will take you down together. I'm clever with the rhymes, but I'm better with the stroke. Provoke the panties off and tell my girl, here we go.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
For sure.
And we don't have to be ashamed.
Nope,
it's just me, my girl, and her girl.
What y'all doing?
And we about to do a thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what
don't worry.
Do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
What y'all doing?
And if you bout it, you can come
I'm
too.
Going, nigga.
Yeah, the dagger. LA, West Coast, all day.
Out of the bullshit,
the bitches,
fake shit,
the haters,
all of them. You know what I mean?
All y'all motherfuckers.
Keep it pushing.
Let's keep it going.
Yeah. On to the next one.
Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holler at you real quick. Hope you're a real chick, tired of the dumb bitch. Talking crazy shit, playing games with a real G. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't wanna begin. Tell the truth from the jump. Yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt, my car don't stunt. I use DBT to buy lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it
stack up.
If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no
backup.
I like to act up, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm unplugged. Nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, he wants your Facebook link. Spending all his money cause the nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Rams walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go, hater, no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do the things you have, that it ain't that yet.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
Come on,
he get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have that I ain't that yet. He get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
How you doing? Let me nibble on your neck slow. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I find my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, sweet, fine, Sarah Palin. Young, dumb, lazy, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you ain't this late. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step your game up. Be sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week. My woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. See you there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. If you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Lust will get you wet, true love get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do the things you have, gotta make that yet. He get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have that ain't that yet. He get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
Hey, baby, how how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom, looking so good, eyes like a cartoon. Mouth dropping so hot, it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn, cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie. High heels, thong on, booty so jiggly. Keep it sitting upright, silky smooth. Dagger, don't beg, but
please put it on.
Waited long enough, so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got you sounding like, wanna grab your stomach. Do you like it or love it, or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down, and she screamed out. She want me cause of me, not the status of a cheddar. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better.
I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have, gotta make that good. He get you wet, I get you wetter.
He do it good, I do it better.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lift, might have
you
suck.
He get you wet, I get you wetter.
Quagmire.
Hey, Peter, what's up?
I'm stuck at the stupid ballet.
Get out of here. You serious?
Yeah.
So am I.
What?
Yeah, I got dragged here by this broad I'm trying to screw.
Where are you sitting?
Look across at the other balcony. I can see you.
Oh, my God. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? We're both here.
Oh, my God. We should text each other. Hang up. Hang up.
You can find me in St. Louis. This be your boy, her mystery. You now rocking to the hottest music coast to coast with your boy, the Dagger, on Bang All Radio. Let's get it.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Night, the Dagger, LA West Coast, all day, Bang Out Radio, and we chilling, we maxing, relaxing. I'm still in motion. I'm pulling into a driveway at this point, and I'm just about to sit here and continue my show. Like I said, I'm just in the passenger seat, fucking laptop plugged up to the fucking cigarette lighter. You know what I mean? Nigga's just here right now, just rolling, doing the fucking show, man. That's how we get down over here on Bang Out. The show must go on at all times. Got the Lion's Den still here, hanging with me, Lion.
Yeah, of course. All
right, my nigga Nipo the Grizzill, still in the building.
Yeah, about me.
There it is, man. We got the panel here. Like I said, the Gutter Girls text me. She ain't checking. I'm trying to get them to come in. You know what happened was there was like three of them trying to call in on three-way, and they was on three-way, and then one of them called in. I'm like, why y'all got to do just everybody call in? Like, it's free. Like, just hit me up. Like, we here. Just get at us. But we'll see if they get back in here, y'all. But we going to get back to the subject matter because, like I said, I'm trying to figure out. I wish there was actually some, like, I hate to call them dykes, but, I mean, that I think that's the most politically correct term I can use. But I want some of these girls to call in that's really, like, either really like girls or, like, full lesbians because I'm trying to understand why. Is it because, like, some nigga done hurt you so bad that you just can't deal with niggas no more? Is it, like, I don't get it because lesbians do shit that a nigga can do, but a nigga can do it, like, better. They always say a girl can do it better. I'm like, I don't believe that. I don't believe it. So, I just don't understand. It's like, what do you think, Lyle? What do you think makes a girl just only like girls? And also, real here, but not to cut you off, but also, ladies, whoever's listening or whatever, we're just speculating here because we don't know. If you want to call in and give us the real and let us know from the horse's mouth, 661-621-7559. But right now, we're just speculating. So, okay, go ahead, my bad.
No shit niggas, just niggas that ain't good for shit. Like, a nigga will present himself so properly, lead her in, get her, make her fall in love, and just show her that he's no shit. Like, niggas just get lazy, don't want to do shit for her, nothing. Like, just a no shit nigga.
But I mean, it seems to me like at least in a lot of situations, I'm not talking about a girl that be like, you know, she been fucking with niggas. I mean, Is that, wait, let me backtrack, because like I said, the drink's kicking in right now. Let me gather my thoughts. Let's say that. Now, she's just so hurt that I don't understand how one guy could turn a girl off of the entire male species. Now, that's just fucking stupid.
You know what I think?
Lippa, what's your take on this?
I think girls like girls. All of them like girls. Like, you know what I'm saying? They just don't admit it. Because most girls I talk to, if you look at it, if you with a girl and you take a girl out or whatever, and you check, you worrying about her looking at you looking broad. But you got to worry about her looking at broad. I catch bitches looking at bitches all the time. And I don't mean to call them bitches, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean bitches in the general term, you know what I'm saying?
But they be looking at girls look at girls for different reasons. You know what I mean? Because girls always is in competition with each other. So they be looking at that girl like, oh, what the fuck, she thinks she cute? Look at what she thinks she wearing. You know, there's that. It
that's
don't even
want
to be all something like, oh, that's what they want me.
That's what they want you to think, you know what I'm saying? But they be on them just like we be on them. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's, I don't know how to explain it, but they be on. I'm be looking.
But then why do we got to play the game and why do we got to play around it? Because, I mean, I like my girl to like girls because then it's like we could both be looking at the same bitch and be talking about her. Like, hey, you see her? Like, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? We could collab on some shit and we could, like, plot on some shit. Like, this is
nine times out of ten, a girl who had a lesbian encounter in their life. You know what I'm saying? Not too many girls have it and said they didn't like it. But, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, girls grow up kissing each other, you know, and I'm not saying it like that, but I mean, girls be like, when they try to learn how to kiss and shit or whatever, they be kissing on each other in their little slumber parties and shit and all that and everything. So girls be on each other like from jump. So it's like, I kind of understand that. But at the same time, it's like, what are y'all really doing? I mean, this is a question for, like, lesbians, like, butch people and shit like that. It's like, okay, y'all scissoring each other, rubbing y'all pussies together and shit, that's got to eventually start to hurt. I'm sorry. It's got to eventually start to hurt. Some kind of rash or something's going to come from that. Yeah, rug burn. Some shit's going to happen. Or you whip out the dildo or some shit or whatever or something, right? And then it's like, okay, so now instead of actually getting the dude who can actually put it on you or whatever, you're gonna work out your wrist and your arm and your bicep muscles. Like, or the butch bitches that be throwing on the strap-ons and shit and everything, it's like that. It's like, go get you a dude. Like, what the fuck? I don't understand this. It's perplexing to me. And girl sex is boring. It's boring. It's only cracking if it's live. If it's popping like right in front of you and you can touch and do all that and everything, then yeah, girl on girl shit is bomb. But like girl on girl porn and all this shit is boring. You know, this shit is you gotta do something. Cause it's like you gotta think like a game of cards or something, right? It's like having two of the same cards. It's like it don't really work out. You can't have two ace of spades. You know, somebody got to be a little bit different. Somebody got to do something different. You got to throw something in there. It don't work out like that.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's just me. I'm just speculating.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's it. Like, I just don't understand it. It's perplexing to me. And then also at the same time, the bad part about that is, though, because you and your girl could be over there like, yeah, you're going to plot on girls, you're going to do this, do that, y'all going to get a pop and whoop, whatever. But be careful doing what y'all doing with your girl, if that's your girl, because your girl will be looking at every aspect of what you're doing that involves another female, just so you're aware. Don't think that anything's with, you know, I'm just being honest. She may be on that shit like, you know, yeah, it's cool. We can get it popping, yeah, we can do that, and then it don't be nothing like that after it go down or during the process or whatever. It don't be nothing like it's supposed to be. So, just a word of advice, if you're going to be out there trying to get a super popping with your girl that like girls, get girls that are already with each other and that want to include you. That's an easier way to do it than getting your girl to include another bitch. This is just a word of advice. I'm telling y'all, because I want y'all to be better than me. Like I said, Dagger be having it popping. He's had it popping before. I'm telling y'all how to make it better.
Hey, Dagger is not a liar. I have seen photographic evidence. Dagger be having it popping.
So, like I said, I'm trying to
want to be like him when I grow up.
But I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to be good, but I'm just saying. I'm just trying to, but I'm going to spread the knowledge. I'm trying to make it better because I don't want niggas, because niggas be out here trying to be like, I can get my girl to do whatever. She going to get it and she going to be with it or woo. It don't work out like that. She may even be with it maybe that first time. Then you may try to do it again, and then she going to look at you like, why the fuck we trying to do it again? You know what I mean? Y'all got to, it's just a lot better. If you deal with bitches that already fuck with, get girls that's with their other girl, that with their homegirl or whatever. No butch bitches, but like they both like bisexual, cool looking bitches or whatever. Or just friends. Or they could just be friends that get it popping with each other. That's fine too. There are a lot of girls out there like that. You'll be surprised how many best friends or whatever do all kind of shit together. Y'all have no idea. They be having boyfriends and shit and be doing shit with each other and don't tell their boyfriends. Like, I've heard many stories, I've seen it, I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm just trying to help. So, and like I said, just know who y'all dealing with, y'all, because like I said, these girls is out here, and I'm talking about the bisexual sexy girls, we like them. These dyke butch girls, y'all, and, oh, wait, no, I'm gonna go to the smoke session, and then I'm gonna come back and tell y'all the number one thing I hate about lesbians, and then we go, and then I don't know what's gonna happen after that. But right now, I'm about to get my... But right now I'm about to get my smoke on real quick with the smoke session. Okay. So we're gonna start it off with make sure y'all roll up whatever y'all smoking on, your blunts, your balls, your zigzags, chronic stress, whatever y'all fucking with, make sure y'all roll it up right now, because as soon as I find this track I'm gonna play to start off the smoke session. We about to get
crack.
Hold on. Things are starting to get blurry. The drag's kicking in. The screen's starting to get blurry. Y'all got to excuse me. Hold on. Almost there. Wait, no. There it is. Because you know what?
Pretty boys.
Yeah. Wait, come on. Come on. Stop moving now. Now stop moving. Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. Let's go. Smoke session.
I like drugs.
I love the ganja, that's why I always blow it. I'm a fiend, addicted to naturality. When the green is in my system, would you love me or be mad at me? Practically, the weed that you smoke, it's irrelevant, man. I blow the good enough to take out an elephant, man. The type of shit I bag and niggas buy if I'm selling it, man. Junior Reed, tell these niggas I'm the medicine man.
AKA Mr. One a Month. I spit the THC to make a nigga wanna roll a blunt. How better yet, probably make you wanna pack a bone. If you high as me, then sing along to the smoking bomb. But I'm high all the time, that blue dream and Master Kush got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time, that Sour D's and OG Kush got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time, that blue dream and Master Kush got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time, that Sour D's and OG Kush got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but
what you want, sativa, indica? One have you turned down, the other have you turned up, they both bomb buds. That platinum, I had you stuck. I took one hit of the blunt and I start rapping like I was drunk. Close to 500 an ounce, that's what I'm talking about. I been had the keys to this game, probably lock you out. Blowing on that bubble kush hash, that'll knock you out. In the S5, windows up, hot boxing it out. I live my life like it's 420 every day. I blow a half an ounce a day, I hope I keep the back away. Closer to my dreams, I'm getting higher than Guapole. Blowing on this train wreck, I hope it don't wreck my day. All this smoking and coughing, I can't feel my face. I swear the skywalker make me feel like I was out of space. Blowing on this fruit, lemon kush, pineapple grape. If you know me, then trust me when a nigga
say, I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time, that blue dreaming Master Kush got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time, that Sour D's and OG Kush got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time, that blue dreaming Master Kush got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time, that Sour D's and OG Kush got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but
KD, now, I know you don't smoke weed, I know this, but I do, and we on the dark side. Thank you so much for still lending your voice to this.
Get high.
I can sit back, smoke weed, and listen to you say all day.
Fresh up in the morning, a nigga still yawning. Couldn't get no sleep cause these bitches keep calling. Falling on a nigga, damn it, I don't need that. Woke up high, then I forgot where the weed at.
There it goes.
Top of me to wake and bake without it, I'm a different man. Weed makes me wanna try without it, I don't give a damn. Break it up, roll it up, spark the tip, inhale. Send the smoke to my lungs faster than the email. Now I'm feeling really well, living life on cloud nine. I get tired of weed, need it all the time. Daggers on a daily grind, full speed right out the gate. Call my weed,
Chris Angel.
Watch me levitate. Niggas quick to hate cause I be stacking with my eyes red. Gonna die high, smoking weed on my deathbed. That should help my spirit flow. Look, my blood broke. Now it's time for surgery cause Dr. Dagger gotta smoke. Please pass the zigzag, roll it up, lick it fast. I know I ain't the only one that gave a blunt a body cast. Dagger walks a higher path. Try to catch me if you can. Somewhere up in Neverland, smoking on that
Peter Pan.
You will never understand. Dagger's life is full of hurt. That's why I spend a lot of it
floating through the universe.
Could be worth a lot of people hate, but you can say the drama. I'm in love with Mary Jane, aka Miss Marijuana. Up my lungs, but a nigga still smoking, hoping they legalize it quick while they make it hard. I ain't paying $40 just to get a weed card.
Fuck that.
Sorry, doctor, office, I ain't stepping in. Got four or five suppliers for prescribing me my medicine. Helps me keep the devil in, keeps me cool when I'm high. KD, get over here, please, girl, and help me out. Yeah, when I rise and I, when I go to sleep, when I'm writing bars, but when I kill a beat, when I be going out, before and after work, when I'm feeling good, when I feel hurt, when I roll out, when I post up, while I'm getting hit, while I'm getting fucked, because the world is foul, that's why I'm
right now. Dagger reps the green team, keep it in my bloodstream. Now I bleed, eat shit, make smoking piss green. Yeah, I know I smoke a lot when thinking I'm in overdrive. Ain't nothing like a hypey high.
Dagger, you ain't never lied.
You can try to reach my level, but I don't fuck with y'all. And if I fall, don't blame the weed, blame the alcohol. I piss on you like Kelly, I believe I can fly. Because I'm
so high.
You know, now that I think about it, I don't ever remember seeing Granddad with a woman. There was a time when I was 3 when I thought he was gay, but now I think it's just bad luck.
Well, I don't see what the big deal is with hoes anyway.
Riley, all women are not hoes. We're talking 20-25% tops.
Okay, but if they not all hoes, then why I got to pay to take them out to eat then? I mean, I'm paying. That's payment.
I don't know. Because that's just what you do. You meet a girl, you take her out to dinner, but you're not paying the girl. You're paying the restaurant.
But I'm paying, which makes her a hoe. Why don't I just give her the money I was going to spend on dinner, and that hoe can go grocery shopping?
Yeah, y'all, we back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, and, See if I can get my panel back in real quick. Got the Lion's Den still hanging with me, still chilling.
What's Gucci? You already know what it is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then Hood Bound, Nip on the Great. Still good?
With it, boys.
Yes, sir. We're all here just rolling. That was the smoke session. Now, at the end of the smoke session, now I found myself over here by USC College on Fig. You know what I mean? We're in the college section of L.A. right now over here with USC, because if you go up Fig going the other way, that's the whole stroll. So, you know, I'm not where the hoes is at right now, so I can't comment on what's out there. But
we're in L.A., though. You still hood.
Yeah.
Still hood right there.
I mean, I'm just tripping, really, because I'm looking at the USC campus right now, right? I look over my shoulder, I look over here, and I'm just thinking, like, how many people is over here fucking right now? Like, literally, right now. Like, on this campus right now.
There's probably like, a good 1,000.
Nigga, at least. I mean, this is a big-ass campus, too, and then in all kinds of places and everything. I mean, well, I'm only thinking about fucking y'all, because it's West Coast Wednesday, so don't mind me. Like I said, it's Hump Night. I'm trying to play music where, you know, y'all hopefully somewhere, instead of listening to me, but while you're listening to me, I hope you're taking something down, or you're going to be taking something down, or you're thinking about taking something down, because it's been a long week already, and it's only Wednesday, so we got to get through the rest of the week. But I'm not going to spend too much time talking. I just want to at least present the one thing I hate about dyke girls that's just above everything else.
Yeah.
I hate the bomb dykes, the ones that look good, and all you have to do is be like, bitch, if you just throw on a dress and some heels, you know what I mean? You know them type bitches?
Yeah.
Those are the ones, oh, they piss me so off. They piss me off so much. Because it's like, bitch, if you just, what's wrong with you? Like, these are the bitches that put duct tape on their titty to try to keep them down. You know what I mean? It's like, no, set them free. You're fine. Like, it really be fun. It really be bald. Like, bitch, why is you out here? Just exactly a fucking waste.
That's a waste.
Out here in his big ass baggy pants, bitch, and the over sweater, you know, the over jersey and shit, with the do rag on, the hair done, you know, tied up under there, looking all, you know, tied up tight. You can tell the bitch got cropped, but she don't want to show it off because it makes her look like a girl. Fucking, sit hat on and shit, bitch. Like, come on. I'm not to be saying bitch so much, but I'm just saying, what's wrong with being what you were meant to be? What's wrong with that? You were obviously meant to be Bob, but you're dumbing yourself down for what? For what?
I don't know.
There's
many questions that go unanswered.
Yes. This is why I really wish that somebody would have called in and said, you know, I mean, I wish one of these dyke girls would have called in or something, because I really want to know. I'm not trying to be disrespectful or anything. I just got questions, because this shit doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. And this is what we do here on West Coast Wednesdays. You know, I mean, we try to figure shit out, you know, and I'm trying to figure this out because I don't, you can be somewhere modeling. You can be in one of these videos somewhere. I mean, you could be making, you could be doing something with that. I mean, not like you have to be cute in order to be successful or anything. I'm not trying to say that. But you know what I'm trying to get at, though. But you know what I mean. Like, I don't understand this. So hold on. Straight up to 661. Hold on. 1800. You got Dagger. What'd it do?
Hi, Dagger. This is Mona from Almost Fine.
This is who?
This is Lima from Almost Fine.
Hey, what's up? I was going down with you.
I was just chilling. It was good.
Nah, we chilling. We, you know, we over here chilling. We talking. And we trying to figure out what's up with these. You know, I'm trying to figure out right now specifically because, you know, we're talking about, it's all girl-on-girl action right now. So we're trying to, I'm asking questions. But the thing is, I'm chilling with, you know, Lion and my nigga Nympho. But, I mean, we all do. So, I mean, we don't know what, you know, they can't answer my questions. So maybe you can help out. But you got your own thing going on right now. You okay? You good?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay. What's your aspect on this? Like I said, are you gay, bi, what, are you straight? What's your aspect? Where are you at with this?
I'm not gay or bi, but I do appreciate women.
Okay, I can respect that. Okay, not gay or bi, but you appreciate women. Okay. So
yeah.
I don't really understand
what that means.
That means if I see a pretty girl, I'm gonna give her her props, or I don't mind looking at pretty women. Like, it's not, a lot of women are.
Okay, so when you look at her, do you think like, oh, she got a nice butt, or oh, that's a nice sweater, like. Which version of that do you say?
It depends. Like, if her butt's nice, I'm going to be like, yeah, her butt's cute. Like, you know, I'm like, you know, I don't have a problem with complimenting a woman on whatever.
So she can go, so we can go to the strip club then, and then everything will be cool. We could just go to a strip club and party and get turned up, and you wouldn't even worry about none of that, right? That's, we could enjoy ourselves like that. That's,
yeah, my best friends are guys. They always take me to the strip club.
Okay. Well, real quick, though, because like I said, I don't want people to get shit twisted, because you are, you know, one of the independent artists that is in rotation and Bang All Bang Out Radio. So let people know where they can find your music, your links and everything, what you got going on right now. Let them know real quick, because like I said, all my artists got to come through and do that and make sure people know. This is your first time calling here, so you definitely got to do it.
Well, you can check me out. Check us out on SoundCloud, YouTube, Hot New Hip Hop, Reverb Nation.
You gotta give them the link.
Almost Fine at HotNewHipHop.com. Almost Fine at Reverb Nation. Almost Fine on SoundCloud. You can find a link on my Facebook page.
There it go. Uh oh, and the police is right there. They're gonna pull us over. We're gonna get by. Oh, no, there
they
go. We good. All right, no, we good. They didn't fuck with us. We good.
LA shit right here. That's the real LA.
I'm telling y'all,
right,
we're
like, emotional.
Right? No, this is cool.
You on the radio show and you call my.
but you never asked me a question.
Yeah, I was about to ask. That's all I was getting back to. Let me ask. What do you feel is, what can turn a girl off of a man? Like, what, is it really an emotional thing? Do they feel, like, safer with girls? Because there's some crazy bitches in the world, too. So, if not, you know what I mean? And actually, I feel that women are actually crazier than men because they act off emotion more than men do. So, two bitches with each other getting pissed off at each other, I don't think is a good thing.
Well, I don't know. I think that's like a case-by-case scenario. I mean, I love men, so I don't think I could ever be turned off by men. just based on a bad relationship. But, you know, some gay and bisexual people have their own beliefs on why they do it, you know. But I don't know. I can't really say that without offending people.
Yeah, they were going, no, fuck that. We had to, because like I said, I'll make the claim for you. We don't have the answers. Nobody here is gay. You know what I mean? No, we all appreciate women. But like I said, I was one of them to call in. Them. I just said it was them, like them. Like they're just some other species. My bad. But I wanted, you know, a lesbian person to call in and let me know what was up and everything, but we don't have that, so we're speculating. So go ahead and speculate. What do you really think? Go ahead.
I have two things. I think that sometimes women just give up on themselves, hence they give up on men, which is our equals in a way. And then another thing, I think some people just feel, like you said, safer with women, feel safer with each other, you know, like there's nothing going in them to hurt them, you know, because a lot of times when women have sex with men, and be in relationships and things go crazy and get all out of hand and the guy hurts them and breaks their heart. A lot of the times you hear women saying, like, oh, I'm just going to be gay. I'm done dating men because they're always hurting me. But, you know, sometimes I think women just give up on men in general because they let one bad relationship fuck up, you know.
But
it's
more emotional.
Yeah,
but it's so
emotional.
But those same bitches that be like, you know what, I'm not fucking with men no more, I'm going lesbian, be the same bitches sucking the dick or whatever a week later or some shit. So it's like, why the fuck go through the fucking, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry. It's just dumb to me,
some women just say that because they want to. Some women just like women, okay? And then they don't want to be titled as anything, but they figure they say, well, I'm going to be gay just because, you know, that's like the end thing to say.
That's what I said. They just be all because. I'm telling you, there's no reason for it. I don't even think it's like wrong or right. It's just, you know, it's there.
I honestly think that women have it's better for women to be with women than it is for guys to be with guys. To me,
yeah, that's totally wrong.
Natural.
Yeah, that other one is wrong.
Yeah, that
should never happen. That should never happen.
Because if you see a girl kissing a girl, everybody's like, ooh, you see a guy kissing a girl, it's different. It's always different. So, yes, we live in a world of double standards, and that's one of the
double standards. And I love that one. That one's great.
But I agree.
I only got about 10 minutes left real quick. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play two tracks. I'm going to come back and let my panel say their goodbyes and everything and say their final words. So let me get these two tracks out the way, y'all. My man Levi Kev and The Craziest Places. Let's go. Hold on. Oh, shit. Smoke.
Radio.
Whatever comes to mind.
Just go with the flow and do whatever I tell her when I say so. We go in everywhere in the kitchen by the stove. Then I kiss some chocolate off that. No mistletoe.
It ain't nothing like a girl that's down for it all.
She a freak like me.
Push it down for the call.
I don't ever hesitate. She the one in her car.
Welcome all the streets back with his mixtape.
We be everywhere. Listen, I'm crazy.
Whatever comes to mind.
Blowing out her back,
sometimes I let her drive, stick my face in the lap, or in the public bathroom if I can't make it to my hotel room. I hit her with that boom boom. It ain't nothing like a girl that's down for it all. She a freak like me, she down for the cause. I don't ever hesitate, she the one I call. Come over and break me up. We be everywhere, fixing all crazy.
Wherever DJ Star, lock all the streets down with his mix.
My bad, y'all. Wait, no, I got it. There we go. Hold on, we back.
And can I lick it, can I taste it?
What's up?
Now ladies, let's get naked. And can you have my baby? Oh, oh, my, my, my baby.
What you doing? Y'all wanna come over there right now? Tell your friends you ain't having no company tonight. It's just me and you.
Oh,
and where that thing
yeah. Come here. She say she like it slow, so I take my time on her. Searching for her G-spot, so I can get them sounds out of her. I'm licking on the back, loving her tattoos. Her body frame perfect like a cartoon Betty Boo. And the smile is flawless. She like my favorite candy bar.
Ooh,
that whatchamacallit. And you can have it your way. So I from the back like a broken buffet. Now we tussling on the bed and she biting on the seat. I can tell the way she moaning. She bops the feet. So like black sheep, I'm a freak. So I go a little deeper. My boy ain't the wiper. I'm just trying to be her teacher.
And so get a baby and I'm it. How much you wanna pin it? Tell me if the lick can fit it. Promise you I wanna get. I'll have you screaming like, ooh, ooh. I'll have you moaning like, ooh, ooh. And can I lick it, can I taste it? Can I lick it, can I taste it? Now ladies, let's get naked. Ladies, let's get naked. And can you wear my baby? And can you wear my baby?
Back in the back and he rolling the dutch. We drunk, we all wanna touch. 35 goons, so we all wanna take his clothes off, throw them off in the cut. No shit, spilling all on the butt. Back to the house and we all get beat that thing up by the bus. Getting got enough shit and she eating out. If I get me, then I'm good, then I'm out. I'm digging it out, can't figure it out. For the sleep, I think I bust three in a new shit going by the way I was in it. Knocking on the door, I'll be done in a minute. Thought I was finished, I was right back in it. Answer the question, can I play in it? They both on silent. Wanna leave, but she need holding me tighter. Can't control it, happens, I got power. Now I'm first, she got a key to the pilot. Damn.
Oh,
fight with the right thing, you know I wanna see. Start from your head, move down to your feet. Just you and me, we alone on the beat. Hit the right spot, then you go to the beat. Know it's getting high, I don't care about the heat. Take a long story so you know I'm going deep. Know it's getting good when you pull on the sheet. I don't even care, you wanna see.
So baby, can I play your penis? How much you wanna pin it? Tell me if the lick can fit it. Promise you I wanna get. I'll have you screaming like, ooh, I'll have you moaning like, ooh, I'll get a nicky, can I taste it?
down.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, the Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day. We made it to the end of another show, barely, barely, but we got through it. Got a girl hollering at me. We lost them, but they hollered at me. Miss Nooney, you will see her. All our Gutter Girl New Beauty of the Week. I will be posting up a her picture and bio and everything a little bit later on today, if not tomorrow. So make sure you check out my Facebook for that. Also, look out for Future Gutter Girls right here on West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, as well as Slap Sundays as well. I'm trying to bring in my panel real quick as we speak. Shout out to Nipple the Great. We lost him as well, but it's all good. Hood Bound. Thanks for checking in, chilling with me tonight. Trying to get the Lion back. There you go. Lion, still in the building, hanging, chilling, relaxing, right?
Yes, sir. Lion's been the movement.
Yes, sir. Let them know where they can find you, where they know they can hunt you down at, man, where your music's at, what you got popping. And just what you got to say to the butch bitches at the end of before you sign off today? What would, if you could speak to one of them butch dyke-ass bitches we've been talking about tonight, what would you say to her? But, you know, handle your business first.
First off, you could Google me, Lions Music, LionzMuzik. And you'll find everything. Just Google me. You'll find my Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, whatever. I don't check my MySpace, so if you're still fucking with that, you're just lame. But you'll find me everywhere else. My music's on there. I mean, fuck it. A dyke bitch? I mean, handle your business. If that's what you like, that's what you like. I don't really say that. I just don't like them. Don't come around me and be like, I like you, nigga. No, it's not. No, you'll get knocked out. I mean, handle your business. If that's what you like, that's what you like. I ain't knocking nobody's shit. Just don't bring it to me. Leave me out of that.
All right, Lion. Well, you know where I'm at, man. You know where I'm at. Every Wednesday, every Sunday, man. Check in with me anytime. I got a lot of your new shit too, man. So I got shit to spread out. So you know, you heard the new one earlier. So I got more of your shit. So we're gonna keep it in rotation. You already know.
Yo, did you get the Cypher joint?
Yes, I did. Oh, man, I was trying to keep that on the hush. Yes, I got that. We ain't saying nothing about that yet. Don't even trip. I got it, though. Don't even worry. But I told you, I need the whole dip.
Send your mask to my inbox.
Okay, for sure. I got you. And then, is it Mona? Am I saying that right, Mona?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure, because I don't want to disrespect anybody and everything and nothing like that. So, Ms. Mona, again, one more time, let her know they can find you out real quick. And, I don't know. Any advice for those ladies that may be on the fence about shit? Should you fuck with guys? Should you not fuck with guys? Give us some advice from your perspective after you handle your business.
Almost Sign and Facebook, of course. Hot New Hip Hop, Almost Sign, Reverb Nation. You can find us on YouTube. You can find Almost Time on SoundCloud. As far as any advice, you know, I don't usually give advice, but, I mean, if you like girls, that's your thing. I don't care what you do, as long as you do it well. But, if you like both and you on the fence, just ride into the wheels fall off and you'll end up falling on whatever side of the fence you need to land on, I guess.
There it is, Miss Mona. Good looking out, Ma. Thanks for checking in. Like I said, Ma, you're welcome anytime. Make sure whatever new music y'all pull out there, y'all, you know, send it to me first so I can put it in rotation right away. Then real quick, how'd your performance go? You was just on stage recently, right? How'd that shit go? Real quick.
Oh, man, Mango Tango Underground Artist premiere was awesome last night. We rocked the stage. The crowd was lovely. It was tons of people there. It was great. It was fun. It was awesome.
I
got way
I'm telling you, once... Y'all get y'all party on the weekends. I could drive out there and fuck with y'all. During the week, you know, it's really hard because, you know, brother got to be up at work early in the morning. You know, brother got to make that money. So, but I'm going to fuck with y'all, all right? Don't even trip. I get out to the 661, I fucks with y'all. So don't even worry about it, all right? But
all
you check
right,
in with me.
Night,
Yes, ma'am. You check in with me anytime. I'm right here 9 to 11 every Wednesday, slash Sunday, 7 to 9. We'll be right there, too. So just make sure you check in with me.
All right, thanks.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ma. So we're about to get out of here, y'all. We already gone over the limit. It started behind. Like I said, it's been a rough, rough episode. I don't even know who's still hearing me now. But remember, if you want to get in your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. That's how you always contact me. That's how you always get at me. I'm right there. And I'm going to close it out with this right here, Desiree Cherise, Harmony Song. I've been seeing a video. They got a video for this now. Shouts out to Dopey and them, man. This is a hot track right here. Make sure you check out the video. Make sure you support all these independent artists, all right? See y'all next week, 9 to 11. See y'all Sunday, 7 to 9 on Slap Sundays. Y'all, I'm out.
This song is dedicated to
I love you, you're my sweet.